2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Your daily resource for critical breaking news, weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. We are KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a few clouds. It's blue sky at 96 degrees. KSL's top story.
Coronavirus and classrooms. A special hour on Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news.
The State Board of Education just starting its ninth hour of meetings this evening. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has been monitoring this meeting all day. She's live with us now with the latest. Kelly, what's going on?
Jeff, what's going on is school districts have been officially allowed to delay the start of the school year and can have even fewer days of instruction overall if they meet the minimum education requirements. Although many districts had already made their plans to delay due to the coronavirus anyway. Another change is if you have a student in kindergarten, the entry and exit assessments have been waived. Now, many teachers called into the virtual board meeting today asking them to restrict how often kids can be on campus to keep everyone safe from the virus. So far, it looks like the teachers will not get their wish, but the board says they'll follow up to make sure districts are in compliance with safety regulations, and they'll get a medical advisory board together to review policies. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
The health department now says if a student is exposed, no school for 14 days. That's a change. Coronavirus in classrooms, our team coverage continues. An explanation from KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
The health department says they're updating the modified quarantine part in their manual for schools, which originally allowed an exposed kid to go to school if they had no symptoms.
Anytime somebody has close contact with a confirmed case of COVID-19, that means they've been within 6 feet for 15 minutes or more of a confirmed case, that person should spend their entire 14-day quarantine period at home.
State epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn. The original guideline was met with a lot of pushback. State Board of Education Superintendent Cindy Dixon says the rule was modeled after what businesses should do.
It did work because as adults and businesses were able to isolate.
But didn't quite translate for schools. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
All this is happening just as the Davis School Board kicks off an emergency meeting of its own to consider whether to change their half-school, half-remote plan for the upcoming year. KSL News Time 602, Governor Herbert has set a new goal when it comes to keeping COVID-19 cases on the decline. He also has strong words for people claiming the state isn't being honest about recent case numbers. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with the story.
Recently, some people have made online claims that COVID-19 testing has been restricted or even manipulated to make it appear that the daily rate of new cases is going down. Both Governor Gary Herbert and epidemiologist Angela Dunn say those claims are patently false. But even though the state has dropped to a rolling 7-day average of below 500 per day, the governor is setting a new goal of fewer than 400 per day by September 1st.
The governor says researchers have found roughly 70% of people they observe are wearing masks. He wants that number higher. The Department of Health says we have 587 new coronavirus cases. That's up sharply. The 7-day rolling average, 449. KSL News Time 603, first-time claims for unemployment are down in Utah. Todd Fuchs says more.
That's right, Jeff. They've dropped 28% over the past couple weeks, and ongoing claims have gone down significantly as well. But KSL News Radio's Dan Bombas reports the state is reminding people that unemployment doesn't last forever.
The state's regular unemployment insurance lasts for 26 weeks, with another 13 weeks paid by the federal government. But the $600 a week subsidy program has now expired. The Department of Workforce Services is planning more job workshops later this month. It says people might have to look for work in areas they hadn't considered before.
And Congress has yet to agree on any new benefits for unemployment insurance. KSL's top national stories. The U.S. State Department lifted its months-long warning for Americans not to fly abroad. But ABC's Andy Field says that might not matter much.
4 months ago, the State Department issued its highest overseas do not travel advisory. It's now lifted, but much of the world's still telling Americans you're not welcome here because the U.S. has some of the highest COVID infection rates. The European Union and UK banning U.S. travel there. Canada and Mexico also restricting American visitors.
A national survey from the Pew Research Center says 69% of adults felt the U.S. reopened too quickly. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. Today in Fort Hood, Texas, Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy discussed the launch of the new initiative Project Inclusion, meant to address concerns about diversity, sexual harassment, and suicide within the Army's ranks.
Over the past 3 weeks, I have traveled to Poland and Italy, and in both visits, soldiers have asked about this. Vanessa's story has served as a tipping point, where survivors spoke out on social media and shared their own trauma.
This comes after the murder of Vanessa Guillen, a 20-year-old soldier at the base. KSL News Time is 6:05.
A quick check on traffic now. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
Highway 189, Provo Canyon is open at Deer Creek Reservoir in both directions, but still big, big backups both directions. And we also have some slowdowns on the other side of the valley, westbound I-80 from the 201 junction to Lake Point. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Amazon, why do you think it's called Amazon? I mean, did Jeff Bezos start it in the jungle? Stay here, the answer's coming up next. My Minute's on the way on KSL.